just finished the ITAC committee meeting and in the pub having a lovely drink, and I'm going to start talking to some of the committee members about what it is they do. And so my number one audio boom this time is John Plews. So hello John, tell us a little bit about yourself and the latest project that's going on in Ovation and the Gatehouse.
Okay, well at the moment we have a Woody Allen play called Play It Again Sam. I say at the moment we have, this is at upstairs at the Gatehouse, which is a fringe theatre in Highgate in North London. We seat 130. We're down to 118 for this particular play because of the amazing set that we have on stage. We've recreated an apartment, a New York apartment, on the corner of 10th Street and 2nd Avenue. And it's the home of Alan Felix, which is the character that Woody Allen wrote back in 1969. Now, most people know Play It Again Sam as a movie, but it was a stage play before it was a movie. And it opened on Broadway February 1969 with Woody Allen in the lead role, Diane Keaton, who apparently he was having a fling with at the time, in the female lead. And he wrote it for himself. The character is very Woody Allen. It's the Alan Felix character's a New York Jewish neurotic New Yorker. Most of the first act is a little bit like a stand-up routine, because Woody Allen was a stand-up before he became a writer, a writer and stand-up, and he was playing all the clubs, the notorious, what they call the Borscht Belt, which was the Jewish holiday resort in upstate New York in the Catskill Mountains, and it's where people like Sid Caesar, Woody Allen, Mel Brooks all performed as stand-ups. And so the first act of Play It Again Sam is a little bit like a Woody Allen stand-up. And we've had I suppose for me as a director, the problem there was trying to make a theatrical piece out of something that was essentially a stand-up. And also for the actor that's playing the part. I think hopefully we've overcome that and we've had some nice reviews. The second act is much more theatrical. It tells a really nice story of the character falling in love with the wife of his best friend. But there's lots of Woody Allen one-liners to go along with the play. And there's some wonderful quotations, because the whole thing about the play, why it's called Play It Again Sam, is because the lead character has a bit of an obsession with Humphrey Bogart. So he calls on Humphrey to advise him on his love life. And there's a lot of the quotes out of Casablanca, a lot of the lines are used in the play. And of course, the words Play It Again Sam come out, which is one of the most famous misquotes of all time, that in Casablanca, Humphrey Bogart, no one else actually said Play It Again Sam. They say, play it, Sam. You played it for her and play it for me. So there's a lot of lines. It's helpful if you know Casablanca. And there's one amazing scene at the end where there's a whole section of Casablanca is quoted. And you can tell how the audience, they start, one or two get it right in the first line, and then as the speech goes on, everyone realizes it's a direct quote from Casablanca. And it's quite interesting watching that. But yeah, it's a great play. I've wanted to do it for years. I think it's a far better play than a movie. So it's something that I just wanted to do. We finally got it on. Tim Frost is playing the Alan Felix character. He's wonderful. As a young lady, Amy, who plays the Diane Keaton role, she's fab. And Play It Again Sam runs till the 26th of June. Tickets available at all prices.
And your website?
Our website is all the W's, upstairsatthegatehouse.com.
Thank you very much, John.